Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not according with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We probably should take extra long on this text, since it's so much about work, and that's where we are. And there may be a lot of things that you think would apply really well to our country as we consider an election, a potential change in leadership, and maybe even direction. But that's why I read on a couple verses later to see again that what is in view here is the brothers, the church. Now, we find in Acts right away that after the church is growing, devoting themselves to the divine service, to the Word of God, the teaching of the apostles, the breaking of the bread, the fellowship and communion that they have together, the way of life that the early church had was communal. A communion around the body and blood of Christ, around the Word of God, and yes, having all things in common together. We see also from the case of Ananias and Sapphira that it wasn't a requirement that everybody give up all their possessions to the apostles so they could dole it out as they please, like an oligarchy. They had some right to keep things for themselves. But of course, as that case proved, not to lie about it to their neighbors, and much more foolishly, to God himself. Well, if you were living in such a church, the kind of Gesamtgemeinde that this very city had when Walther was pastor down in Soulard, when the congregations were gathered together not just to share their preachers, but really and honestly to share their life together, and also at Perry County. If you are going to have such a life together, you are going to have to make sure that you are working together as well. And that's why this is not only a word from the Lord, as Paul says, but also just sound advice, that it is not going to do to have some people sitting around, getting all of the benefits, maybe using their free time to critique an armchair quarterback everybody else's work while they themselves are not doing their part. This is a command from the Lord, Paul says. This is actually the way God wants his Christians to be, busy at work, doing excellent things, labors of love for one another. And that phrase, which doesn't sound too great to me, to earn our own living. In the Greek, it's very simple. It is to eat their own bread. Paul talks about that. He talks about how he was glad to labor doing his tent-making work in order that he may eat his own bread and not have to mooch any off anybody else. He mentions that that's his right. He's not a Levite per se, but in the New Testament, we want our ministers to be focused on their work. That's why we tend to take care of them, maybe even to give them a house in some way to provide for them, certainly to make sure that a couple chickens and half a beef end up in their freezer come winter time, or if you must, pay them and use Concordia plans. Well, I mean, the point is to keep this man alive so he can do his work. That's the right of an apostle. To some extent, that extends also to pastors. And trust me, you want a living pastor so he can do his work without being worried about everything else. But imagine if he were lazy. Imagine all the ways that a pastor might take advantage of his congregation. If he sits around and does nothing, if he bosses everyone else around, at least like the movie version of the Walther story goes with Stefan, right? If he's not doing his labor, which is to be in the Word of God first and foremost, then he's ripping everybody else off. And the whole body of Christ is not built up in any way. I think what makes this so hard for us is not because we don't recognize lazy people. The admonition and warning here, by the way, is to recognize yourself as a lazy person first and do your work cheerfully, quietly, eat your own bread, then maybe you can worry about the bread eating of your neighbor. But the challenge is that we don't think of ourselves as brothers in the way that the church once did. That the call is not necessarily to engage in full communism in every congregation, but it is to have a life that is so bound up with Christ Jesus that it wouldn't be out of the question. All of the old, ridiculous practices that we see fall away from our constitutional constitutions were ordered around this idea. This is why you would publish everybody's giving according to name in the bulletin once a quarter. It is, I suppose, to some degree, so that the social pressure could warn those busybodies complaining in the voters' meeting about spending too much, who themselves did not actually pull their weight. But of course, there is a wonderful thing about this too, that we actually want to help one another in love and good works. It serves the church not at all to have people do that, "I'll overlook your sin if you overlook my sin" attitude. This is the world the way that we see our whole world living at this point. And we see that it is taking us to all sorts of horrible places, that it probably can't go on forever like that, that it's not going to make any kind of a civilization, not that we even think it's possible that it would have to be a Christian civilization. But inasmuch as we, as members of Christ's church, live together with one another, we want to have such a place where everyone is working honestly, with a good heart, knowing that we have been brought into the beautiful and perfect and eternal labor of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is true, as we heard last Wednesday, whether you are a preacher of the gospel or whether you are a hearer doing every other act of love that this world has for us to do. So then, let us turn ourselves not just to the old adage that if a man will not work, neither shall he eat, but let us also give attention to the way that we live together. It's not a living that we earn, but it is a way that the Lord has given his church to eat their own bread and to survive. There's something to learn, I suppose, that Paul wants those lazy people to be ashamed, something we are not willing to do anymore. But with it is a wonderful blessing to see that we are not to regard such people as enemies to hate, to kick out, to remove, but as brothers that we want to warn, call out of their sin, bring back into this great communion around Christ Jesus and all of the joy that it brings. That, of course, is the attitude that is so necessary if you ever are going to dare to pull a speck out of your neighbor's eye. But above all, let us find that the Lord has given us great works to do. How wonderful that he says, do not grow weary in doing good. As he says elsewhere, we will reap if we do not give up. And I know, we look around, we see lazy people everywhere, but we also see plenty of reason to put down the plow and the work ourselves. Well, let us not grow weary either. Let us not say, if we can't beat them, let's join them. Let us not join the death spiral of laziness and idleness, but let us be those who recognize the light Christ Jesus has given to us and be glad to work while it is still day. We know that the night is coming. There will be plenty of time for sleep. But more important, we know the one who raises us from sleep forever. So let us not be alone in that, but together with our whole brotherhood, the Christian church, a taste of it here on earth, but the fullness at the last day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.